He is an artist who gets his Master of Fine Arts from the University of Calgary. He will talk about his new project, the YYC/LRT at Neverland in Calgary. This project is a seat train car bought and painted by him. I have the pleasure to interview Brian Faubert. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
First of all, Brian Faubert, can you tell to our listeners what's your artistic background?
My artistic background? I got my BFA in 2002 from the Nova Scotia University of Art and Design. Previously to that, you know, I was always sort of a creative kid, drawing in my sketchbook, and you know, so it was ingrained at me at a pretty early age. I knew I wanted a career in the arts, and then I moved from Nova Scotia back to Toronto, Ontario, where I continued with a professional career that consisted of gallery exhibitions, graffiti expos. Did some pop-up type exhibitions at like the Fight Store and other boutique clothing stores in Toronto. Seemed like good venues. And then I moved out to Vancouver Island from there. Actually, I was down to Mexico for a short bit and then over to Vancouver Island. And I opened Studio 34 there, which was a bit of an artist hub where people could come and rent space and use the facilities. Had everything from welding equipment to stone carving, wood shop tools. So people could come and rent the space by the hour, the day, the week, the month. I had a few artists that, you know, were artists in residence there for a couple of years. And I taught workshops and classes. And then started reaching out into the public art realm while I was in Nanaimo, which really paired nicely with my sort of...
As you said, you traveled a lot in Nova Scotia, Toronto, New York City, and Calgary, Vancouver Island too. Why did you travel so much?
To meet new people, learn new things. I ended up in Nanaimo, actually, because... went to an addictions treatment center out there because I'm an alcoholic and addict in recovery. And that's what brought me out there, actually.
You said you had a problem with alcohol and drugs. Did you get the better on it?
Yeah, for now, definitely. I mean, it's something that I'm always going to struggle with. I've been sober now for coming up on 7 years. So life is grand. I find it, you know, I was a bottom-out alcoholic addict. I was living on the streets 7 years ago. So I've gone from living on the streets to obtaining a master's degree and starting to build a bit of a professional career here that I'm quite proud of.
About your project, what inspired you to buy a sea train car that the city of Calgary wanted to get rid of?
Well, it actually began about 4 or 5 months earlier when I was doing an apprenticeship in New York City with internationally acclaimed artist Cal Lane. She's a Canadian sculptor living and working in New York, and she does a lot of object-based art practice. Using the plasma torch and oxyacetylene, she intervenes upon existing objects of scale, such as like torch-cutting dumpster, 1,000-gallon oil tank. At one point, she was working on a submarine. So I went out to New York to apprentice with Cal and really honed my torch skills. And when I got back to Calgary, this project ended up being for my master's exhibition project, my thesis work. And when I got back to Calgary, I started thinking about what my object was. What should I intervene upon? What makes sense for me in my art practice? And I started torch cutting aerosol cans that really fit. Because a lot of my practice is about analyzing the intrinsic cultural codes of my materials and art practices and processes. So the aerosol cans really fit for me. I started torch cutting portrait one-line portraits, and that's another realm of my work. I do continuous line drawings of figures and portraits. And then I heard on the CBC one day that they were giving away C-Train cars, the old 1983 U2 models. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks like that morning. I was like, oh, this is it. This is the object. Like, the Calgary C-Train is a stand-in for the New York subway system, which is like the birthplace of graffiti art. So this is my way to almost pay homage to my roots of being a graffiti and street artist and sort of analyzing those intrinsic cultural codes of that art practice and that movement. And yeah, so that's sort of how it came about. And then I got in dialogue with the city and figured out how to move it, where I was going to work on it, and what I was going to do to it.
What do you want to show or express through this painting to the people?
Well, it's actually not just a painting. The inserted in the windows of the LRT car are plasma torch cut by hand, figurative compositions. And these figures sort of interconnect to one another, much like the way the letters interconnect to one another in graffiti art. And I do these figurative compositions all in a single line. So that single line comes back to the single line a graffiti artist uses in tagging their name. It's like, that's what attracted me to graffiti in the first place. I think it was that spontaneity and that energy of that line work. So here I've harnessed that energy and subverted and redirected the connotations of what that line expresses. For me in graffiti, I really wasn't into writing my name all over the place. I didn't seem to fit in that realm of it. It didn't make sense to me. I was sort of a blue-collar kid. You know, I pretty much didn't want for anything as a kid growing up in the outskirts of Toronto. So yeah, I didn't feel the need to claim space via writing my name on locations throughout the city. So that's where the figurative representations have come into my work. Sorry, I forget where your question was. I just started kind of going off. If you want to bring me back in here.
I just want to know, what do you want to express through your heart?
Okay, yeah. So yeah, building from that, sort of where I came up with these figures, I mean, the figures are representations of, you know, those around me, those that are a part of my life, those that inspire me. But what I'm finding is there's a real lack of connection, like real authentic connection with one another going on in society today, especially with the onset of the pandemic and the implications of what that had on public life and building connections. So, I mean, I want to be part of my community and reflect my community in my artwork and start a dialogue with them. So I think that's what's most important to me. So these figurative compositions are sort of like little communities all to their own, in their own right. So yeah, that's sort of where what I'd like to express and give people a place to reflect on that, you know, inspire the conversation surrounding those ideas. I think the shadow work that the LRT sort of spits out in the evening, so at night these figurative compositions are lit from the inside of the LRT car, and it throws out a shadow mural of sorts onto the surrounding footprint. And this is a place really for people to engage with the work, to be the shadows are cast upon them. So essentially they become part of these communities, these closely knit, interconnected compositions of figures. They become part of it, right?
Yeah.
And it gives them, I think, this a little bit of a surreal place to to begin dialogue with the work as they become part of the work and involved in the work. And like I said, the shadows are cast upon them, and then their shadow is laid into the composition as well. So it's a really sort of sublime space to engage with, and that's what I'm trying to do, is create these sublime experiences for my audience.
When and where can people go to see your masterpiece?
Right now, it is in the parking lot of the Neverland Arts Foundation. That's located at 1048 21st Avenue Southeast. And I'm currently working with the city of Calgary, and it's going to be moved downtown by the end of this summer. And when it's moved downtown, it's going to be on the corner of 8th Avenue and 10th Street Southwest. And there it's going to further engage with the public by the means of workshops and classes that are available for everybody and anybody to engage with. There's going to be an artist lecture series given out of the LRT car, and it's also going to be a satellite studio for me. And I'd also like to start an artist in residence series out there, where an artist will have access to the LRT car essentially as their own studio space for a week, a few weeks to a month or so, possibly, depending on how that all unfolds.
Is there a meaning behind YYC/LRT as your title means?
Yeah, well, they're abbreviations. YYC stands for its current location, which is in Calgary. Mm-hmm. A lot of time graffiti artists will use like their area code, something to denote mm-hmm. where they're from on their pieces. And then the abbreviation LRT stands for light rail transit, which is what the LRT car is, essentially the subway system for Calgary.
Here in Radio City in Edmonton, we are a French-speaking radio, and your name is pretty familiar with French names. Do you have any family member related to French people?
Yes, I do. My grandfather and grandmother were fluent French-speaking individuals. They grew up, I think, in the southern farming area of Ontario, and their families all spoke French, and as they raised their family, it kind of, it wasn't passed down. Unfortunately, I speak better Spanish, I think, than I do French, being that my fiance is from Mexico. There's definitely some heritage research I would like to conduct, because graffiti tends to be about the self and the search for the individual mm-hmm. and where they belong or don't belong necessarily in society. So I think in sort of keeping with where the roots of my art practice comes from, I'd like to do some more research on the genealogy of my family tree.
It was Brian Faubert, artist in Calgary and creator of the YYC/LRT project, a C-train car painted by him. Thanks for the time you took for our interview, and good luck with your career.
Thank you very much.